Blog Talk Radio. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today, than to be the than anything that this world affords today.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening, and welcome to Help Reform Thursday right here on Advent Light Ministry. I am your host, Sister Carla. Amen. I hope everyone is doing well thus far. And we're still waiting on others to join us, but I just want to welcome those that are listening to this rebroadcast or listening via the internet. Welcome this day evening, July the 28th, to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, and this is Health Reform Thursday. I will start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for health and strength. I thank you, Lord, because you who promised us is faithful. Help us to be faithful in all our work, O Lord. Help us to please you. Help us to be obedient unto you as children unto their Father. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we can come and share a testimony, talk of your goodness, share a song of meditation, and also intercede on the behalf of ourselves, our family, our friends, even our neighbors throughout the world, Lord. I ask that you will bless us abundantly, more than we can ever ask or think, Lord. Help us, Lord, to get our life in order, even our health, mentally, physically, and emotionally, Lord. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify and magnify your name this evening. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters, and welcome this evening to Advent Line Ministry, Health Reform Thursday. And I am filling in. I'm your host this evening, Sister Carla. Amen. I just want to share this reading before we get started. Please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, or something out your health book, health tip that you would like to share. Press 1, and I will open your line. This is taken from Christ Object Lesson. Christ has linked his teaching not only with the day of rest, but with the week of toil, in the plowing and sowing, the tilling and reaping, he teaches us to see an illustration of his work of grace in the heart. So in every line of useful labor and every association of life, he desires us to find a lesson of divine truth. Then our daily toil will no longer absorb our attention and lead us to forget God. It will continually remind us of our Creator and Redeemer. The thought of God will run like a thread of gold through all our homely cares and occupation. For us, the glory of his face will again rest upon the face of nature. We shall even be learning new lessons of heavenly truth and growing in the image of his purity. Christ Object Lesson, I believe this is chapter 11, pages 26 and 27, and also Adventist Home, page 144, paragraph 2. Amen. So there's always a lesson in what we do. And, you know, everything we do, it should be unto the glory of God. And he's encouraged us to get out there and sow and till and reap. And that is what you experience when you're in the country and also in the city if you have containers or land that you're planting or growing in. You also get that experience. And example, and it's very fulfilling, and it's beautiful. Amen. And I would like to, I've been reading about the beetroots. Many people don't like beets, but it's really nice. It's you can eat the juice, or you can eat beets in your salad if you just boil it a little to soften it. But beets is really healthy, and I just want to share about the healthy aging. The beetroot is overflowing with antioxidant-rich betaine. It is high in betaine, boron, and folate, which increase its nutrient density. It has all the extra supporting nutrients and endearing history of a real superfruit. The emerging research on the health benefit of beets is impressive. Add up these description and the definition of a perfect anti-aging food almost surface. Also, because there is one more factor in this rousing roots that will ever change a human. Beets relationship will abundantly accumulating with abundantly accumulating research, this next beet nutrient should put beets and beets products back on every table. The unbeatable benefit. Unbeatable benefit. Conscious people rarely disdain beets, and those that do may be reconsidering at this point any memories of canned beets being force-fed to children need to be brain purged. Considering the national current state of health, there is no time like the present to start eating beets and drinking beetroot juice. Amen. And I've been doing that off and on, and it is very healthy, and it is a great benefit to our health and to our body. So I just thank the Lord. I see someone has pressed one. I believe this is Sister Leola. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Health Reform Thursday. And as you share, Sister Leola, I would ask if you're able to read Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and verse, I'm sorry, 31, 29 and 31, and I'll go ahead and open your line, 225-337.
Yes, good evening, my brothers and sisters, and I want to thank you so much for giving that that little, for the beat, that sharing that for the beat.
Amen.
Because I just want to thank God, Sister Carla, because Lord bless me, I steamed the beets and I put a little water and I let it cook down to, that little water cooked down to almost like a little syrup. And I just keep that, and when it cooked down to that little syrup, Sister Carla, I take it out the pot and I put it in my bowl and I pour lemon juice and a little olive oil on it. And I just let that cool, sit on the table, let it cool, and then when it cools down, I put it in the refrigerator. And we eat that beet in our salad. And it, when it has the juice and the lemon from that, it tastes so good. So, and I drank it just as you were saying. I said, well, praise God. And I'm just going to share this before I read that, Sister Carla. It's such a blessing. God gave me safe traveling mercy. And this morning I had to get a crown, but when I was coming back, I was getting a headache because I hadn't I ate a little something because I didn't want it nauseated or sick, but I was getting a headache. So I came home and I had to make me a ginger and lemon juice. You remember when you told me, Ceciliola, when your stomach gets acidic like that, drink you a lemon juice and ginger. I bought the ginger powder, and it works perfect, Sister Carla. I'm telling you, God is so good. At first, I drank some fenugreek, and after drinking the fenugreek, well, it wasn't working as fast. I can still feel the headache lingering. So I put me some hot water out of my little fountain and that ginger, mix it up, and that lemon juice, and let me tell you something. Oh, God, it's good. I'm able to get on the prayer line because at first I was feeling really bad, not able to get on, but praise God. And now I can get on and read and fellowship with my sisters and brothers. So I just want to thank God for his what I'm about to read, Genesis 29 and verse 31, exactly what the Lord told us. These medicine, pharmaceutical medicine is no good. I'm telling you, I am blessed. That is my remedies, what I take, this, what I'm about to read. And it said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and morning were the sixth day. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, for just letting me share that, because truly I was blessed today to get my herbs and eat my beet juice. Amen. With my avocado and onion, I had a mix with romaine lettuce and cucumber. I mixed all that, and praise God, a very good salad. I had a few other things in there, but that's mainly what I had. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, and always the health talks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola. Did you have any prayer requests or anything else?
Oh, yes, I had a prayer request. If no one on the prayer line, I would like to sing a short song. But my prayer request, I was on my way back, and I say, well, I want to go see my son. And then the weather was too bad, and I thought the traffic was so bad. And I said, at the last moment, the traffic was good. And I said, let me go there and pass to see him. And I just prayed a prayer. I said, Lord, Father, please help me to find him quickly. And, girl, as soon as I drive down the road, he and another lady coming towards me. And I blew my horn, and I told him it was me. So when he came toward me, the other lady was coming towards me. So she was telling me, she said, hey, she said, the guys are down there. I think they thought I was coming for something. And he told the girl, he said, that's my mama. So I said, praise God, he recognized me, you know. But I just want to ask for prayers for Jarvis. And I told him, I said, Jarvis, your children called me, and they asked me how are you doing. So, Jarvis, get yourself ready for your children. So just keep him in prayer because, you know, it just hurt my heart to see that he's still in that condition. Amen. So thank you, Sister Carla. Mm-hmm. Keep me in prayer. Yes.
Amen. Thank you again, Sister Leola. God bless. Amen. We definitely will keep Sister Leola in prayer, her family, and especially her son Jarvis, that he will seek the Lord so he can come out of the state of mind and the state of living and, you know, that he's in now, because this is not where God wants him to be. No one, none of them that's in that state, God wants them to be living like that. He wants them to live a productive, full life, a life of obedience, a life giving back and helping others and you know, living to his glory, to glorify him. You know, whatever we do, we have to do it to the glory of God. And if we're doing wrong, we're not doing it to the glory of God. Amen. So, again, thank you. I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. 518 482, your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. My voice is a little, I don't know what, but my voice is not too strong. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercies endure forever. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and I just want to give God praise and thanks for all of the wonderful blessing, protection, that he is having over our family and myself. I just want to give God praise and thanks this evening. You know, I went and visited my sister up in the Poconos. Well, we went there last week Thursday. We got there around 12 o'clock. She was in bed. I didn't think anybody touched her as yet, but we went and visit. The family went and visit. And we had a very nice visit because we knew that would have been our last visit. So we went there Thursday, she left Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning my brother called me and says, well, your sister has passed. I said, okay, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Because, you know, in this world, it's so much of sickness and sadness and death. And when I saw her condition, I welcome it. I cannot cry for her. I'm glad. People want to know why I rejoice. Because death is really a relief. When I look at it, it's a relief from the pain and the crucibles that we have to go through. As long as we know God and hold on to him, everything will be all right. So she closed her eyes in death Sunday morning, which I was very happy because I asked the Lord, let him do best what he sees best for her. Because she wasn't there, and she was nobody to look at her. It doesn't appear that they are paying much attention because she's on the, she was in hospice for just 2 days. And I said, Lord, you know what is best. But we went and we had a good time with her and we talked with her and encouraged her. And I'm glad I went, myself and my brother and a cousin, a big cousin. And he preached. You got to say, give her some encouraging words. And my brother told her, it's all right for you to leave, girl. It's always for you to believe. Her favorite hymn was, what was her favorite hymn? Let me see if I could remember. Her favorite hymn is, my brain don't remember. Anyway, I told him what was her favorite hymn. And then she opened her eyes and she looked at us. She never opened her eyes the last time we went before. She never opened her eyes. She just keep closing her eyes. But when we told her that we were there to visit her, she opened her eyes at the end. And we had a good session together. And I thank God for that. So I was happy that we went there and closed the hours with her because 3 days after she passed. So I am just thanking God for the time that we could have gone there and spend those few moments with her. I know that is I would always say that is a blessing because that was not my first person that died. Because the Lord has been guiding us and keeping her all of these years. She was 83 years old. So God see it best to just let her go. And he said, it's okay. It's okay. All that you have to do, confess your sins before God and, you know, don't keep anyone in your mind and just, then you could go and rest. All is good. All is good. So I just want to sing this little song, Lord, one verse. Lord, thy children guide and keep as with feeble steps they press on the pathway rough and steep through this weary wilderness. Holy Jesus, day by day, lead us in the narrow way. Lord, thy children. Lord, thy children guide and keep as with feeble steps their friends on the pathway rough and steep through this weary wilderness. Holy Jesus, day by day, lead us in the narrow way. So I guess now that she is sleeping in Jesus. And this afternoon, I got another call. I got another call from the home where my brother is. And they says, oh, your brother isn't responding too well. He is unresponsive. And we are not going to give him anything to eat tonight. But he has a lady there who is his friend, who she thinks is her husband, and he says she turned to him and she turned to them. Dr. Weiss, he was talking, and she said, no, he is hungry. He wants food. But, you know, God is good. I could always say, God is good. He said maybe he had a little TI, and maybe we're going to watch at him to see what's going on. Whatever is going on, we don't know. So I said, well, when it rains, it pours. Thank you, Lord, that he is still there and he is hanging in there. So we have two in one day, but he isn't dead. Thank the Lord. He is still alive, and the doctors say maybe he will revive before the night is over. So I just want to thank God for his blessings on us as a family and all of us on this line. And I will go right away to my little Hell Thursday. One thing I'm going to talk about this evening is what it is. It's, it's vitamin. It's a leaf. What can I remember this leaf? I can't remember the leaf right now, the name of the leaf. But it's very, very good. It's very good it's a rich source of antioxidants. It helps to cleanse the body of toxins, digestion, and it helps reduce blood sugar. If your blood sugar is spiking, it can reduce your blood sugar. It combines and burns and, you know, it combines the burns and keep your blood sugar in order. So what is the name? I'm trying to remember the name of the plant. You all excuse my brain right now. It's not functioning too good. Sister Carlo, God is here with us, and I know that. The name of the plant is, I should have written it down. But anyway, it's very good. I know it's good because I bought it. You could go in the health store and you could get it. It supports your blood sugar, and it's even give you some, it's a good source of vitamin A and B6, right? These vitamins support a good, healthy immune system. And that immune system, that is what we want today, especially for the virus that is going around. The most important thing we need is to have a healthy immune system. And this leaf, I can't remember the name of the leaf right now, but I can find it out. I'll let you know. Bay leaf. Oh, you got it. You got it. Yes, it's hip colors. Thank you. Yes, it's the bay leaf. The bay leaf is very, very good. I didn't know that. And so I said I have to share this with our other siblings online, because I know that, you know, a lot of people struggle with sugar, diabetes, and we need to build up our immune system, which is very, very important. So I thank the Lord I could be on this line with all of you here this evening. I hope God will continue to bless us as we contribute to this line time after time, encouraging each other to walk with God, because if we go any other way, it wouldn't be good. Thank God for this line. I thank God for this line. I thank God for all the brothers and sisters that comes time after time and encourage each other. So I just want to say my request is just that you pray for the family, that God would give us strength to go through what we have to go through. So I wish that we all have a good sitting this evening, and God bless you. Thanks, Sister Carlin, for opening my line.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for joining. And, yes, we know debt is as a sleep, and your sister, we pray that she's sleeping in the Lord right now. And when she hears the trumpet, when she hears the voice of the archangel, she will raise up out of her grave. So just thank you for your strength, your faithfulness, and your endurance to continue. And, you know, just praise the Lord in all things. You know, there's a time for everything, even death. You know, as long as we shall live, there's a time for death. So let us trust the Lord that he will see us through. Amen and amen. Thank you again for sharing. And I will go to the next caller, I guess. Again, if you have a testimony, scripture reading, song of meditation, or, you know, you want to give us a tip, some help tip, please press 1 so that I can open your line. This is Health Reform Thursday, brothers and sisters, and I will open the line for 240-988. Your line is now open. See if your line is muted.
It was muted. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Mm-hmm. And thank you with the Bailey. Can you hear me? Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now I can hear you. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. All right. We kept saying unmute. Okay. How do you do, beloved? Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. I am just so thankful. I heard from my mom, Sister Powell, and I am just so elated and just thankful and grateful that God continues to strengthen her. So she is in Jamaica. You all know that now. And she is just like a Moses, right? She is down there getting people to clean up the neighborhood, getting people to come by and, you know, and do what needs to be done. And so we pray that God will continue to strengthen her, continue to protect her. She shared about the success of the giveaway, having people coming and, you know, just getting things from the house, just all these things she's doing. And I am just like, I am dumbfounded because I know that 80 years old and she is still excited. She's still treading this path, this journey that God has placed her on, and just what's the word I'm looking for? It excites me and it encourages me, and so I ask you all to continue to pray for her. I also want to share, you know, I'm doing some things where I'm gathering information. Have to, you know, write some stuff in a legal aspect of it, and when you think about the goodness of God, right? Always a Christ object lesson for me. When you think about the goodness of God and you're reflecting and you're looking at individuals who have wronged you, right, who have done things to you that are crazy, right, egregious, that's the word I was looking for, right? And you can be at a place where in your heart you can get that sense of peace, and it is just, you can say, okay, you know what? I really forgive this person, right? You can, and I know that doesn't come from me. I know that that is God. And I was sharing this with one of my beloved girlfriend, and I was sharing and just saying, you know, I am just so thankful that I know God, because as I reflect and look back at things that and individuals and just things that I've gone through and people that has wronged you and just done things, you can find that peace to say, oh my goodness, I am so excited for that person because they were able to achieve something or they were able to get, you know, earn something within their life. And I know that that is not of me. I know that that is the Spirit of God. So I just want to thank God for him working within me, right? For him giving me, and I can relate now when that thief was on the cross, right? And he was able to say, and God was able to say, and Jesus was able to say, forgive them. They know not what they do. How many times do we do that? And how is that connected to health? As I heard Sister Cantanelli sharing and talking about, you know, the person she was talking to, I came on the tail end, she was saying, you know, don't have anybody up in your heart and, you know, and repent of your sins. And that is connected to our health, and that's connected to our salvation. And so I'm thankful that I can find peace in myself and say out loud, forgive them, God, because they know not what they've done. Right. And so I thank God for just his grace and his mercies and his loving kindness and all of these things. And we know that one of the things that if we don't forgive, right, if we do not forgive, then God won't be able to forgive us. And so that is the spirit that I'm praying that each and every one of us will have and that we will carry that through. You know, so that individuals can see and they can ask that question, right? How is it you're able to? How is it you're able to, you know, be happy for that person? How is it you're able to smile? Because I found peace within God. I found peace within Jesus Christ the Savior. So I just wanted to put that out there and also want to thank you for your prayers. Keep praying. My daughter, the leg is healing. It's not as painful as it was before. And just continue to lift us up in prayer as we lift you up in prayer. And I'm also asking for prayer. I got my cousin, we told you that she was was very unresponsive. We did get the praise report that she is now stable. So she has moved from critical to now stable. And so we thank God for your prayers and for him working. And I pray that we will continue to keep our eyes heaven bound. No matter what's going on around us, we will keep our eyes heaven bound. My ginger are growing. My ginger root growing really, really tall. I'm just so surprised. I'm excited. Every morning I get up, I look at it. I look at it through the day so I can see. I'm getting a foretaste, Sister Carla, of what you're getting down there in the country in your garden. Amen and amen. So thank you so much for opening my line and to allow me to share that.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, we have to start some way, where or way, and practice make perfect. And thank the Lord for you for starting your garden and getting everything prepared as much as you can so that when you move to the country, God open up that way that you are doing your part. So praise the Lord, and we will continue to pray for your cousin and your family as, you know, this is a trying time for us, and it's just the start. It's just the beginning of a trying time, so we need to learn medical missionary. We need to fortify our mind, our body. We need to know that we are this is the temple of the living God, and we ought to do what he has called us to do to help others, because we'll see a lot of things happening, and just some we'll just have to pray for their soul salvation, and some will be able to help, and others will help too. So let us get prepared, brothers and sisters, learning the medical missionary work and being an encouragement to those that we come in contact with, especially those of the faith, our families and friends, neighbors, and everyone. Amen. Let us be faithful, because God is faithful that promises. Amen. So I will go to the next caller. Again, please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, so that I can open your line. We're gonna go into prayer soon, so that we can give the speaker enough time to speak, so that we will be temperate and be able to come off at 9 o'clock. I know some of our friends are not on yet, so we're trying to give them time to join us. Some will join a little later, mid testimony or the beginning of the reading. So we just thank God for them anyway. So 857-505. Thank you for joining us. Your line is open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, Sister Carla. First of all, I'd like to thank God for everything he has done for me. I'd like to thank God for everything because he is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. Sister Carla and Sister Stephanie, I have a prayer request, my dear sisters. My prayer request is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Please lift me up in prayer, and do not forget to lift up Brother Javel in prayer. Brother Javel needs a lot of prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, please lift up Brother Samuel in prayer. Samuel. Pray for Brother Samuel that he will use his communication. Pray for Brother Samuel that he will open his communication, because Sister Carla, he needs to say to me, it is not the time we like to talk to you at the moment. Can you please give me time, or give me time? And Sister Carla, please lift up Brother Samuel that he will use his communication. Mm-hmm. And pray for Brother Zinseni, Sister Carla. Pray for Brother Zinseni. Pray for Brother Yudi. I'm praying too for Sister Tamiko. I'm lifting her up in prayer. I'm lifting her mother in prayer, Sister Dalty. I'm lifting up Sister Dalty Jr. I'm lifting up Brother Kidney. I'm lifting up Sister Keisha in prayer. And I'm lifting up Brother Cologne in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Katie Ann. Brother Taiwan. I'm listening to Brother Taiwan in prayer too, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I would say to encourage you to my dear Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, may God continue to bless you, my dear sister, with your ministry. Because Sister Stephanie, God is good. God is a marvelous God, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie and Sister Carla, you have to say hallelujah. You have to say hallelujah. You have to say hallelujah because he is good, Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, he's a marvelous God. He's a good God. He's an awesome God, Sister Stephanie. Oh, Sister Stephanie, I like to thank God for his love, Sister Stephanie and Sister Carla. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Sister Carla. And thank you, Sister Tamiko. May God bless you, Sister Tamiko. Thank you for praying for me and Sister Carla and everyone on the prayer line. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for opening my line.
You're welcome, Brother Eli. Thank you for coming on and requesting those prayer requests. We know we need to pray for those of our friends and, you know, coworkers, neighbors, and just, you know, pray for others. God knows exactly what they need. Sometimes we don't remember their name, but we know that we have to keep them in prayer. And sometimes their faces or whatever might pop up before us, and we just got to pray for them and intercede on the behalf of others so that they will be blessed, so that they can come into the faith if they're not, so that they can be healed if they're going through some health crisis. Amen. So I just want to read this before we go into prayer. The happiest people. Are you happy, brothers and sisters? Do not think that when you walk with Jesus, you must walk in the shadow. The happiest people in the world are those who trust in Jesus and gladly do his bidding. From the lives of those who follow him, unrest and discontent and vanish, they may meet with trials and difficulties. But their lives are full of joy, for Christ walks beside them, and his presence makes the pathway bright. When you arise in the morning, rise with the praise of God on your lips. And when you go to work, go with the prayers to God for help. Wait for a leaf from the tree of life. This will soothe and refresh you, filling your heart with peace and joy. Fill your thoughts upon the Savior. Go apart from the bustle of the world and sit under Christ's shadow. Then, amidst the din of daily toil and conflict, your strength will be renewed. It is positively necessary for us to sit down sometime and think of how the Savior descended from heaven, from the throne of God, to show what human beings may become if they will unite their weakness to his strength. Having gained renewal of strength by communion with God, they may go on our way rejoicing, praising him for the privilege of bringing the sunshine of Christ's love into the life of those we meet. Amen. Let us be happy people makes happy Christian. Amen. So we will go into prayer. I don't know if Sister Leola can pray for the prayer request of Sister Consonelli and the prayer request of Brother Eli and Sister Stephanie, since we just have a few on at this moment. I know others will be joining us, but we will get into our prayer right now. I don't know if you're in a position to pray, Sister Leola. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Yes, yes, I don't mind.
Yes, Sister Leola, if you can pray for me and Sister Consonelli, and, you know, whoever else is on your heart, then I will pray for you and Brother Eli and Sister Stephanie, and I know you, and Sister Tamiko. So whoever you don't pray for,
okay.
I will pray for. So you just, yes, and pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm just going to start off with this, just a song to humble. It says, Jesus, keep us near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all the healing stream, flows from Calvary Mountain. In the cross, thee our glory forever. Oh, Father, in the cross, Father, thee our glory forever. Father, we come lifting up our brothers and sisters to you. And, Father, come to thank you for such a blessing that you bestowed upon us, giving us another day, Father, a day that we see and, Lord, won't see it no more. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for our Savior, Lord, whom you gave to us, Lord, because, Lord, you saw that we needed a Savior. And now he has come and redeemed us back to our Father. Oh, precious, as it said, the precious fountain. Oh, God, thank you, Father. As, Lord, as I lift up Sister Consonelli to you, Father, Lord, she have praised you. She thank you for the rest that her sister will take, that she's taken now. So, Father, thank you, Father, because the Bible tells us that, oh, be happy for those that go and rest. And when they do wake up, by God's grace, he will raise them up. So, Heavenly Father, she don't have to worry what's going on with her sister in that place where somebody taking care of her or not. But, Heavenly Father, I pray, dear Lord, for Sister Consonelli because her brother is still here, Lord. Lord, you know what he needed. Lord, Father, Sister Consonelli go there and take care of brother, and she give him a good meal. Father, that seemed like it revives him. It gives him hope when he sees his sister. And, Father, thank you so much because you're not ready for him, and he just needs. Maybe, Lord, he just want to see his sister again. And, Lord, you bless her that she will be able to get there to see him again, Father, because sometimes we don't rest until we see that person the last time. But if it's thy will, Father, because, Lord, everything has to be your will, and we lay it at you, Lord, if it be thy will for her to see her brother again, Lord, I'm asking you to make a way and provide that for her. Now, Lord, I lift it up to you, Lord, Sister Consonelli, Lord, Father, she has family members that she go and tend to, and not only family members, Lord, I heard her speak of her taking care of the people in the homes, Lord, and how she took care of those people as Christ would say, do it in all your might, whatever you do. And she did, Father. So we lift it up to you, Lord, Father, and we thank you for her talent, and we thank you for her blessing and what she do, and now what she do for others, and especially bringing the health message, the remedies to the prayer line. Continue to bless her. Bless her family. And also bless she and her husband, her home, Lord. Keep her, Father. Thank you for that. Now, Lord, we lift up Sister Carla to you, Father. Oh, my daughter, Lord, Father. I pray for her. I lift her up, Lord, to you, Father, asking that you continually to circle around her home, Father. I always pray for her protection of every inch of the ground that you have blessed her with. Father, I'm asking that you protect her growth, her garden, asking that you give it the organic and provide the dew and the rain and the season in need, and let every plant shoot up, Lord, according to your will, Father. We ask care of your daughter and provide for her, Lord. I'm asking you to watch over her and protect her. And, Father, I'm thanking you for what you have done, being able to go there and visit with her and look over the garden and just walk and talk with her. Oh, Father, what a blessing, a young lady that loved you and do your will. So, Father, continue to work with her in teaching her, Lord. And, Father, I'm asking that you provide everything that she needs in the name of Jesus. And, Heavenly Father, I pray for Sister Tamiko. Lord, I lift Sister up, Lord. Father, we know she is a worker. She's a door knocker, Lord. Father, she don't mind going. She go out there boldly for the Lord, and she go to people and talk with people and share this word, Lord Father. And Lord, that is a blessing. Lord, you give these gifts in the heart of people. No, Lord Father, she got a gift that nobody can take away. So Father, thank you. And Lord, continue to bless her and her family. Lord, her son, she always lifting up Tony and Taiwan, Lord Father. She knows that her sons need her. She knows that her sons need Jesus Christ. And most of all, yes, they need Jesus Christ. And they need Jesus to turn them around and save their soul, Father. We lift up our daughter also, Father. I always forget her name because I don't call it much. But Father, I thank you for her children. I thank you lifting up her mother also to you, Lord. So bless and keep each and every one of them. Heavenly Father, also lift up Brother Bernard, Brother Judy, as Brother Eli have called so many, Lord. I lift up, Father, to you, Sister Power, and that whole ranch that she have going on, Lord. Father, the whole Jamaica situation there, Lord. I know, Lord, that you is working it out. Lord, ain't nothing she can do without you. So, Lord, Father, you are in that realm. And continue to work that realm out in your best interest, Lord, because each and every soul needs you, each one of them. And you using Sister Power to turn them around, Lord, convict their heart and help them to understand that this old lady, the strength that you've given her, Lord, many of them are young. They can do it too. So, Father, I'm asking you to give them strength and allow them to help her and to help them with the young children as she's providing. She is teaching. Jesus said that we need to be making fishermen, and that's what Sister Powell down there doing. She's not only working, she's working for Jesus to make them to come in her place to do this work. So, Father, you strengthen them and help them to take heed because this work won't be in vain. Thank you, Father. And, Lord, I lift up Sister Daisy to you, Lord. Lord, Sister Daisy, call upon you. Lord, I was so happy to hear on the prayer line praying, Lord. She's talking to you, Father, in her own way, coming to the throne of grace, saying, Lord, help her. And, Lord, she says she loved you. And, Lord, she pleading to you, Father. Lord, she lost that child. And, Lord, you know what she's going through, so help her. So forgive her, Lord, for her sins and help her to be strengthened and lead and guide her. Lord, I lift up her friend. I think his name is Brandon or something like that. Lord, I lift him up to you. Allow him to see his need for you also, Father. So I'm asking you to help them both that they may turn to you and serve you. So thank you, Father. And, Lord, any other, Sister Constanelli, I don't know if Sister Carla said she was going to lift. Oh, I prayed, Constanelli. So, Father, I'm going to close out, and I'm grateful to this prayer, and it's a privilege, my privilege, to come to you and praying, Father. Thank you so much for my safe traveling mercy. Thank you for what the dentist completed in my mouth. Thank you, Father. It is not that Sister Leola driving kept her, but it's Christ and his protection that get us home safe and watch over us and keep us. So thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord, as we continue praying, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for being able to come together on this device, Lord, to praise you and to give you honor and to intercede on the behalf of our friends and family and loved one. We ask that you will forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, our iniquity, O Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O Lord. I lift up Sister Stephanie. I thank you for her. I ask that you will bless her in a marked way, her daughter and her son, O Lord. Thank you for healing, the healing process that's going on within her daughter's leg, I believe, and ask that you will continue to bless her family. I ask that you will continue to supply their needs according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus, Lord. And only you, Lord, can bless us. Only you can direct us in the right path, the path of righteousness, that narrow way, Lord. Please be with Brother O'Neill in a special way and his family. Continue to supply their needs, his children, oh Lord. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Brother Rick. We ask that you will have mercy upon him, his family, his wife, oh Lord. Touch her right now, Lord. May things happen according to your will. You said you wish that none will perish, oh Father, but that all will have everlasting life, meaning perish. Touch her, Lord. May your will be done. May she give her heart to you, Lord. We lift up Ashley in the name of Jesus, that you will touch even Brother Rick, other daughter and fiance and the grandchildren, oh Lord, his neighbors, the church family, Lord. Help them, oh Father, to seek you, oh Lord. Sister Susan also, we haven't heard from her time and time. I will see her post, oh Lord. I ask that you will help her, Lord, her son and her daughter her little son, oh Father. I ask that you will bless him, Lord. I thank you even now for the showers of blessings, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for watering the plants. Thank you, Lord, for life, and thank you for strength, Lord. Thank you for your renewing power in our life, Lord. And I just praise you right now. I glorify and I magnify your name, Lord. All the unspoken prayer requests, I lift them up, Sister Katie, Lord, and her family and friends, Lord. I thank you for Sister Leola and all that you have done for her, Lord. I ask that you will continue to bless her, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen her, Lord. May your will be done in her life, Lord. I thank you also. She lifts up Sister Timiko, and I just thank you, Lord, for all the prayer requests that have went up, Lord. Brother Eli also, Lord, and all our friends, Lord. I lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John, Lord. I lift up each and every one within the hearing of my voice, oh Lord. You know the desire of our hearts. May it be according to your will, not my will, not our will be done, but thine will be done in our life, Lord. Bless Sister Stephanie as she comes. Fill her with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Give her wisdom and understanding, oh Lord, as she partake of the bread and she feed to others, oh Lord, so that we can learn more about her health and know how to take better care of this machinery that you have given to us, oh Lord, as a gift, oh Lord. This is not ours, Lord, but we should take very good care of it, Lord. Help us, Lord. Bless us, strengthen us. Be with Ezra in a special way, Lord, and his family, Lord. Be with all our friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters, all the ministries that's doing the work that you have called them, Lord. There's so much to many to intercede for, Lord, but we have a little limited amount of time. So I thank you for hearing and answering, O kind and loving Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 So I will go ahead and open Sister Stephanie's line. I believe it's on the same phone. Sister Stephanie, your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Kala, for
amen.
That prayer. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Praise God. Amen and amen. And so before we start, I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure, I came on a little bit after 7:15, so I'm not sure if it was done, but I do want to read these scriptures. At the eight doctors, we're often going to say that. This is the Health Thursday, the eight doctors, the eight principles that we are to obey, the eight laws of health. We have talked about that in New Start, right? Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, and what? And trust in God. Those are the ingredients that we need to exercise and to utilize so that we can have optimum health. All right, phone is acting a little silly. All right, can you hear me, Sister Carla?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
All right, okay. All right, good. And so Genesis 1:29-30, the last portion. I'm going to read the last portion of 30, and I'm going to read Genesis 29, and it says, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. And to you, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for me. There's no I in it. And so the last portion of verse 30 says, I have, so it's a repetition of what was said before, right? So we know that this is significant. I have given every herb for meat, and it was so. Amen. And so we move into the New Testament, the third epistle of John, as Sister Paul would often read for the Health Thursday. So I will continue that. And the third epistle of John says, verse 1 through 4 says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Truth will set us free, right? It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. I told you, okay, I'm trying to turn this phone down. It's ringing. All right, hold on. All right, please excuse me. My landline is ringing. But anyway, we will continue. It says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy, verse 4, than to hear that my children walk in truth. And when I was sharing earlier about my experience, where for me, that sense of peace, that sense of being able to, okay, you know what, you wrong me, but you know what, I know that the truth is going to come out, right? I know the truth has set me free. I know I have no ill will. And so that is connected to our health, right? I'm not keeping anything up in my heart. As I shared with you all, we've been praying for my cousin, and we have heard that, you know, she had experienced, I guess, several different heart attacks, right? And you're trying to figure out, and you're like, well, you don't know her as doing da-da-da. But what is it we're keeping in? What is it we're holding inside of us where we're not saying how we're really feeling, right? We're living in this politically correct world, so people don't even want to say the truth. People don't want to say, oh, I'm a woman. People can't even answer, what is a woman? People don't want to say the truth that I'm a mother, right? There's so many terminology where because we don't want to stir the pot, we don't want to be blacklisted, or we don't want to be, you know, be frowned upon, or, you know, be called, be labeled. We are guarding our tongue from saying what thus saith the Lord. And we are to guard our tongue, correct? The Word of God said that we are to guard our tongue and guard our mind, but not from things that are scriptural, not from things that are thus saith the Lord. And so, let's see what revelation, so we're seeing that correlation between health and truth. We have shared that on the line before over and over and over. So in chapter 22 of Revelation, it says, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the what? The tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So we don't have to go into a debate. We don't have to take what I'm saying. We don't have to take what Sister Paul is saying. We don't have to take what Sister Carla, Sister Cantonelli is saying. We go to the Word of God that is giving us the direction as to what is it we're supposed to be doing at this time. How is it we're supposed to be taking care of our body? What is it we're supposed to be consuming? We heard Brother O'Neill shared last week, I'm telling you, this Beyond Meat Burger, you go on every restaurant that is connected to saying that they're offering plant-based stuff, and Beyond Meat is all over it. All over it, right? And sometimes we think that, okay, they say it's plant-based, right? It's good for us, but that's not so, right? And so it's always a good thing, too. I even find for me that the food that are out that, you know, whenever I might buy something, out it doesn't even taste right because our taste buds now should be unadulterated, right? Before in the past, our taste buds were adulterated because we were eating stuff that we weren't supposed to eat. But now that our taste bud, and, you know, and I think I've shared on this line that the taste bud changed, I think, what, within seven to 14 days, thereabouts? Right, so you can get that opportunity to acquire something. If you're not fully plant-based yet or you're still struggling, God can do all things but fail, all right? So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to go into the rest of the study. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you so much for tabernacling with us. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have laid out our diet. You have laid out the lifestyle that we're supposed to live. You have laid out the food that we are to consume, and we thank you. We ask you, Lord, for forgiveness of things that we have done that were not good for our temple. But I thank you, Lord, that you have given us your wisdom now. You have allowed us to be able to be connected with this line where we can call in and we can ask a prayer. We can hear encouragement. We can get a word about what we need to be consuming. We can learn again and be reminded about the eight doctors that make house call. We pray that today you will allow the message that is coming today, Lord, will be stirring to the beloved, where we will want to run like the Samaritan woman to say, come, let me tell you about a man who told me about myself. Come, let me tell you about a man who has given me the direction, who has given me the prescription, the natural prescription that can heal all of our maladies, that can heal our diseases. Thank you for your grace, your mercies, and your loving kindness, Lord, and we pray that you will give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit today. We bless your name. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will continue to strengthen us so that we will be able to proclaim your everlasting gospel. Thank you for your help message, which we know is the right arm of the gospel. And we pray that we will stand and share it boldly. We ask you all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so we are going to touch a little bit into, I'm going to do a little bit in teaching and healing. And then I am going to go into helping the tempted. I'm going to read Not to be Discouraged. We need to hear that this at this point in time. There's so many things that are going on around us, right? And so I'm going to read Teaching and Healing. I'm on page 158. I'm going to read to 159. And then we are going to go into helping the tempted. Amen and amen. So it says from age to age, from age to age. I think last week we did tact and sympathy. I think we did, I switched up my book. My daughter has my other book with my markers. I think this we did, I think we did a word in season. I think we covered that at one point or the other. And so I am going to go from age to age. So it says, from age to age, the Lord has been seeking to awaken in the souls of men a sense of their divine brotherhood. Be co-workers with him. While distrust and alienation are pervading the world, Christ's disciples are to reveal the spirit that reigns in heaven. What is it you're supposed to do as Christ's disciples? You are to reveal the spirit that reigns in heaven. So I heard Sister Carla share about we are to be happy people. And that is true. Because how is it you're going to share God's goodness when you're mean and your face is all bunched up and in Jamaica they say you're screwing up your face and, you know, I mean, nobody want to be around that. And that's not of God. Right? You are to be cheerful. Right? So it says, Christ's disciples are to reveal the spirit that reigns in heaven. Speak as he would speak. Act as he would act. Constantly reveal the sweetness of his character. reveal that wealth of love underlies all his teachings and all his dealings with men. The humblest workers in cooperation with Christ may touch chords whose vibration shall ring to the ends of the earth and make melody without eternal ages. Heavenly intelligences are waiting to cooperate with human instrumentalities that they may reveal to their world what human beings may become and what through union with the divine may be accomplished for the saving of souls that are ready to perish. There is no limit to the usefulness of one who, putting self aside, makes room for the working of the Holy Spirit upon his heart and lives a life wholly consecrated to God. And I think we read that this last week, and the Spirit has brought me back here. All who consecrate. I don't know what's going on with this phone. It just keeps ringing. Usually it doesn't ring. Okay. It says, all who consecrate body, soul, and spirit to his service will be constantly receiving a new endowment of physical, mental, and spiritual power. The inexhaustible supplies of heaven are at their command. Christ gives them the breath of his own spirit, the life of his own life, the holy highest energies to work in mind and heart. Through, as I'm reading it again, it's coming back to me, we read this, through the grace given us, we may achieve victories that because of our own erroneous and preconceived opinions, our defects of character, our smallness of faith have seemed impossible. To everyone who offers himself to the Lord for service, withholding nothing is given power for the attainment of measureless results. For these, God will do great work, great things. I'm going to reread that again. To everyone who offers himself to the Lord for service, withholding nothing is given power for the attainment of measureless results. For these, God will do great works. For these, God will do great things. He will work upon the minds of men so that even in this world, there shall be seen in their life a fulfillment of the promise of the future state. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not, behold your God. Now I'm going to segue into helping the tempted, And I'm going to read, not to be discouraged, Is there anything that is worrying you or troubling you or causing you to be perplexed? We know many are dying around us. We know many are in the hospital. Many are in coma. We know that they're talking about the waves of, you know, these pestilence coming. monkeypox, and I heard New York City or New York is hit with monkeypox, and you hear them calling for polio, all kinds of stuff. Are you discouraged that, you know, your health seems to be failing? Are you discouraged that financial issues are, you know, are besetting you? Family not doing right? Job job is having, you're having strifes in that. What are you discouraged about? So let's see what the prophetess says, has to say about that, this in the ministry of healing. All right? It says, not to be discouraged. Not to be discouraged. We become too easily discouraged over the souls who do not at once respond to our efforts. Is there somebody you're ministering to? Is there a family member that you're praying for, but they seem like they're getting worse? You want to throw the towel in and be like, you know what, I'm done, right? But it says here, we become not easily discouraged over the souls. We become too easily discouraged over the souls who do not at once respond to our efforts. Never should we cease to labor for a soul while there is one gleam of hope. Precious souls cost our self-sacrificing Redeemer too dear a price to be lightly given up to the tempters. We need to put ourselves in the place of the tempted ones. Consider the power of heredity. Consider the power of heredity, the influence of evil association and surroundings, the power of wrong habits. Can we wonder that under such influences, many become degraded? Can we wonder that they should be slow to respond to efforts for their uplifting? So these are questions that you're being asked. Often when won to the gospel, those who appeared coarse and unpromising will be among its most loyal adherents and advocates. Often when won to the gospel, those who appear coarse and unpromising will be among its most loyal adherents and advocates, or adherents and advocates. They are not altogether corrupt. Beneath the forbidding exterior, there are good impulses that might be reached. Without a helping hand, many would never recover themselves. But by patience, persistent effort, they may be uplifted. Such need tender words, kind consideration, tangible help. They need that kind of counsel which will not extinguish the faint gleam of courage in the soul. Let the workers who come in contact with them consider this. Some will be found whose minds have been so long debased that they will never in this life become what under more favorable circumstances they might have been. But the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness may shine into the soul. It is their privilege to have the life that measures with the life of God. Plant in their minds uplifting, ennobling thoughts. Let your life make plain to them the difference between vice and purity, darkness and light. In your example, let them read what it means to be a Christian. I'm going to repeat that again. It is their privilege to have the life that measures with the life of God. Plant in their minds uplifting, ennobling thoughts. Let your life make plain to them the difference between vice and purity, darkness and light. In your example, let them read what it means to be a Christian. Christ is able to uplift the most sinful and place them where they will be acknowledged as children of God. Join ears with Christ to the immortal inheritance. This deserves to be reread again. Christ is able to uplift the most sinful and place them where they will be acknowledged as children of God. And join ears with Christ to the immortal inheritance. By the miracle of divine grace, many may be fitted for life of usefulness. Despised and forsaken, they have become utterly discouraged. They may appear stoical and stolid, but under the ministration of the Holy Spirit, the stupidity that makes their uplifting appear so hopeless will pass away. The dull, clouded mind will awake. The slave of sin will be set free. Vice will disappear. I'm on page 171. Vice will disappear and ignorance will be overcome. Through the faith that works by love, the heart will be purified and the mind enlightened. How beautiful is that? So let's not cast out individuals. Let's not cast out our family members. Let's continue to pray for them because God can do all things. He can change the hearts of men. He can change. Look at what he did for Saul, who had an experience on Damascus Road and was turned to Paul and did great work for God. So true can be our family members. Whatever we may be struggling with, God can ever give us victory in it and over it. So I continue. I'm on now in the chapter entitled Working for the Intemperate. Working for the Intemperate. I was having a conversation with a beloved, and we were talking about, you know, there's so many different prayer lines, so many different study lines, so many, you know, the pandemic has allowed the conception of so many lines. And so I shared with her, you know, they were like talking about, you know, there's so many, you know, I have to be on this line and that line and in between. And as one of the eight doctors that makes house calls, temperate, we have to be temperate in all things. And so I shared with her, I said, yeah, I recognize that there are many different lines, as they should be. However, I have to be temperate, and God wants us to be temperate where we can't be on 50 different lines. I mean, I'm not talking about you all. Y'all might be Hulk. But temperate for me, I can't be on several different lines, you know, at one given point, because then I'm going to lose something. I'm going to miss something. So that's not for me. So let's look at how we need to assess and address and assist the intemperate. And sometimes we, too, can be intemperate in some of the things that we do. It says, deliver them that are carried away unto death and those that are ready to be slain. See that thou hold back. Every true reform has its place in the work of the gospel and tends to the uplifting of the soul to a new and nobler life. Especially does the temperance reform demand the support of Christian workers. They should call attention to this work and make it a living issue. Everywhere they should present to the people the principles of true temperance and call for signers to the temperance pledge. Earnest efforts should be made in behalf of those who are bondage to evil. I'm going to read that again. Everywhere they should present to the people the principles of true temperance and call for signers to the temperance pledge. Earnest efforts should be made in behalf of those who are in bondage to evil habits. What are some of the evil habits you may be in bondage to? What are some of the habits that we have that are not of God that we are enslaved by? Everywhere. There is everywhere a work to be done for those who through intemperance have fallen. In the midst of churches, religious institutions, and professedly Christian homes, many of the youth are choosing the path to destruction. Through intemperate habits, they bring upon themselves disease. I'm going to read that again. Through intemperate habits, they bring upon themselves disease, and through greed to obtain money for sinful indulgence, they fall into dishonest practices. Is that only the young people, or sometimes we too, as the older people, the parents of these young people, are not being temperate? We're not getting the adequate sleep that we're supposed to get. We're not getting the adequate sunlight. We're not getting the right amount of water that we're supposed to consume, which is half in ounces of our body weight. We're not walking. We're not exercising. We're not temperate. Hey, I'm telling you, sometimes on Sabbath, man, you see how people eat just stuff in their face. Intemperance, go out the door. But we are to be temperate in all things. Amen and amen. It says, health and characters are ruined. Health and characters are ruined. Did I just switch my thing? Right. So health and characters are ruined. We continue. It says, aliens from God, outcast from society, these poor souls feel that they are without hope Aliens from God, outcasts from society, these poor souls feel that they are without hope either for this life or for the life to come. The hearts of the parents are broken. Men speak of these erring ones as hopeless. Men speak of these erring ones as hopeless, but not so does God regard them. He understands all the circumstances that have made them what they are, and he looks upon them with pity. This is a class that demands help. Never give them occasion to say, no man cares for my soul. Have you heard that? You're talking to somebody like, nobody cares about me, nobody cares for me. As Bible-believing individuals, as disciples for Christ, no man cares for my soul shouldn't be what we hear from anyone. Among the victims of intemperance are men of all classes and all professions, men of high station, of eminent talent, of great attainment, have yielded to the indulgence of appetite until they are helpless to resist temptation. Some of them who were once in the possession of wealth are without home, without friends, and suffering misery, disease, and degradation. And we know that this pandemic has caused a lot of individuals to experience and suffer anxiety and depression. A lot of health conditions or health issues are arising or being magnified during this time. They have lost their self-control.
unless a helping hand is held out to them, they will sink lower and lower. With these, self-indulgence is not only a moral sin, but a physical disease. And this is how you come into play with your lips. It's very powerful to encourage someone, right, to speak a kind word. Last week we read about a word in due season. Amen. We continue. It says, often in helping the intemperate, we must, as Christ so often did, give first attention to their physical condition. They need wholesome, unstimulating food and drink, clean clothing, opportunity to secure physical cleanliness. They need to be surrounded with an atmosphere of helpful, uplifting Christian influence. That's you, beloved. In every city, a place should be provided where the slaves of evil habit may receive help to break the chains that bind them. Are we in bondage? Are we being shackled with things that we're not supposed to do, with rebellious spirit? Strong drink is regarded as many as the only solace in trouble. But this need not be. If instead of acting the part of the priest and Levi, professed Christian would follow the example of the Good Samaritan. In dealing with the victims of intemperance, we must remember that we are not dealing with men, but with those who for the time being are under the power of a demon. Be patient, forbearing. Think not of the repulsive, forbidding appearance, but of the precious life that Christ died to redeem. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? Many of us are filled with demons. The power of the demons have overtaken our life. And so we need to be reminded, not forget whence we came. Pray for those family members. Pray for those individuals as they're going through. As the drunkards awaken to sense of his degradation, do all in your power to show that you are his friend. I've often heard that in order for us to be friendly, we have to show ourselves friendly, right? We have to be friendly to attract friendly people, or just to attract people, period. Speak no word of censure. Let no act or look express reproach or aversion. Very likely, the poor soul curses himself. Help him to rise, speak words that will encourage faith. Seek to strengthen every good trait in his character. Teach him how to live so as to win the respect of his fellow men. Help him to see the value of the talents which God has given him. I was having this conversation with someone that talks about talent. It is biblical, right? When we give somebody something to do something with it, they're supposed to capitalize on it. And if not, what happened? What was the example, right? Remember the talent with the 3, 2, and 1? The one didn't use his talent, and it was taken away and given to the others. Let not our talent be taken away and given to somebody else. Amen? It says, I'm going to read this portion again. Show him that it is possible for him to live so as to win the respect of his fellow men. Help him to see the value of the talents which God has given him, but which he has neglected to improve. Although the will have been depraved and weakened, there is hope for him in Christ. He will awaken in the heart higher impulsive and holier desires. Encourage him to lay hold of the hope set before him in the gospel. Open the Bible before the tempted, struggling one, and over again read to him the promises of God. These promises will be to him as the leaves of the tree of life. Patiently continue your efforts until with grateful joy the trembling hand grasps the hope of redemption through Christ. These promises will be to him as the leaves of the tree of life. Did we not read about that in Revelation 22, verse 2? Patiently, I know many of us are struggling with patience, right? Patiently continue your efforts until with grace, joy, the trembling hand grasps the joy, the hope of redemption through Christ. You must hold fast to those whom you are trying to help, else victory will never be yours. They will be continually tempted to evil. Again and again, they will be almost overcome by the craving for strong drink. Again and again, they may fall. But do not, because of this, cease your efforts. They have decided to make an effort to live for Christ, but their willpower is weakened, and they must be carefully guarded by those who watch for souls as they that must give an account. They have lost their manhood, and this they must win back. Many have to battle against strong hereditary tendencies to evil. And we have to understand that. We have to understand that some of these things that individuals are struggling with or battling with, even for us, may be connected to hereditary, right? May be connected to our heritage, right? We may be predisposed to certain things, and it may be hereditary. However, we know that God can do all things, right? So it says, many have to battle against strong hereditary tendencies to evil, unnatural cravings, sensual impulses were their inheritance from birth. These must be carefully guarded against. Within and without, good and evil are striving for the mastery. Those who have never passed through such experiences cannot know the almost overmastering power of appetite or the fierceness of the conflict between habits of self-indulgences, and the determination to be temperate in all things. Have you been temperate today? I'm not even going to ask you about yesterday or the day before. Have you been temperate today? Over and over again, the battle must be fought. Many who are drawn to Christ will not have moral courage to continue the warfare against appetite and passion. I know that the Advent Light Ministry on Wednesday, they do a day fasting. That is something awesome that you all could check out and become a part of it so that you can actually be able to petition your Heavenly Father to give you victory over not consuming anything for that one day of the week. And many prayers have been answered on that circuit as well. So over and over again, the battle must be fought. Many who are drawn to Christ will not have moral courage to continue the warfare against appetite and passion. But the worker must not be discouraged by this. It is only those rescued from the lowest depths that backslide. Remember that you do not work alone. Stirring angels, oh, this is beautiful. Remember that you do not work alone. Ministering angels unite in service with every true-hearted son and daughter of God. and Christ is the restorer, the great physician himself, stands beside his faithful workers, saying to the repentant soul, child, thy sins be forgiven thee. Mark 2, verse 5, Amplified Revised Version. Margin. Many are the outcasts who will grasp the hope set before them in the gospel and will enter the kingdom of heaven, while others who were blessed with great opportunities and great light, which they did not improve, will be left in outer darkness. Effort for themselves. The victims of evil habit must be aroused to the necessity of making an effort for themselves. Others may put forth the most earnest endeavor to uplift them. The grace of God may be freely offered. Christ may entreat. His angels may minister, but all will be in vain unless they themselves are aroused to fight the battle in their own behalf. Others may put forth the most earnest endeavor to uplift them. The grace of God may be freely offered. Christ may entreat. His angels may minister. But ultimately what? But all will be in vain unless they themselves are aroused to fight the battle in their own life. That's you and me, beloved. The best words of David to Solomon, then a young man, and soon to receive the crown of Israel, were, be strong and show thyself a man. 1 Kings 2, verse 2. To every child of humanity, the candidate for an immortal crown are these words of inspiration spoken. Be strong and show thyself a man. So clearly, man is a man and a woman is a woman. There's distinction, right? The self-indulgent must be led to see and feel that great moral renovation is necessary if they would be men. And we're going off, thus saith the word of God. Amen? God calls upon them to arouse and in the strength of Christ win back the God-given manhood that has been sacrificed through sinful indulgence. Are we not hearing that? It says God calls upon them to arouse and in the strength of Christ win back the God-given manhood that has been sacrificed through sinful indulgence. Feeling the terrible power of temptation, the drawing of this desire that leads to indulgence, Feeling the terrible power of temptation, the drawing of desire that leads to indulgence, many a man cries in despair, I cannot resist evil. Tell him that he can, that he must resist. He may have been overcome again and again, but it need not be always thus. He is weak in moral power, controlled by the habits of a life of sin. His promises and resolutions are like ropes of sand. The knowledge of his broken promises and pledges weakens his confidence in his own sincerity and causes him to feel that God cannot accept him or work with his efforts. But he need not despair. Those who put their trust in Christ are not to be enslaved by any hereditary or cultivated habits or tendencies. Instead of being held in bondage to the lower nature, they are to rule every appetite and passion. God has not left us to battle with evil in our own finite strength. Whatever may be our inherited or cultivated tendency to wrong, we can overcome through the power that he is ready to impart. I'm going to read that portion again. God has not left us to battle with evil in our own finite strength. Whatever may be our inherited or cultivated tendency to wrong, we can overcome through the power that he is ready to impart. And I'm going to end here, Sister Carla. You can allow the individual, if they have any commentary, any feedback, any takeaway, according to what we have read, can certainly open their lines for that. Or if there is anyone that I know you said that some of them came on late that wanted to share something briefly, you can certainly do that as we're coming up to the 9 o'clock hour. I'm not sure if Brother O'Neill is on the line to give any kind of update. But I will end here with that. Amen?
Amen, amen. Yes. Is there any question or feedback? And also, I got a text to Stephanie because I had to step away to take care of something regarding the rain. But what book and page did you read from, please?
Oh, I did give the number. It's I read from Ministry of Healing. I read from Teaching and Healing. Let me go back to the page. I read from Age to Age, page 157. I read from 157 through 158. Uh-huh. And then I did Teaching and Healing. Let me flip back to the page. Not to Be Discouraged, Helping the Tempted. That is page 168. I went through 168 and 169 through 171, actually. And then I read Working for the Intemperance, page 171 through 172.
Uh-huh. Amen. Okay, so I believe the person got that, and I didn't know all the pages because I had to step away. Praise the Lord. So I see that no hands have went up, that anyone had any questions or comment, but I just want to thank you so much. There's so much meat in that, and we know through hereditary, disposition that people are prone to be able to succumbs to things easier than others. So may the Lord help us, and may the Lord, may we seek him, because we know Jesus paid it all, and his blood is able to cover us and protect us and keep us. I see one hand. I believe Brother O'Neill hand is up. So I will go ahead and open his line if he can be brief so we can end at the right time. Brother O'Neill, your line is open. Amen.
Pleasure and good night, everyone. Thank you for opening up my line. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing. Very interested at the point that you share in your readings. It comes home to me as we went out on Sabbath and we were ministering to the people in the community by sharing the word of God and giving away literature. And while we were doing that, it was just three of us went out. And as we did that, people were speaking with us, and particularly this man was drinking, and when I was sharing a message, and he came over and he was crying, and he said, "Truly Jesus is coming." And while he was there, he asked for prayer, and while we were going to pray for him, this lady came by and said, "Go in your closet to pray to the man." The man was very upset, you know. So the man was in a situation right there, because somehow he received consciousness, even though he was drinking, that Jesus is coming again. And this lady come now with her words of like a verse that go do what you want to do by yourself, you know. So he was very upset, and we have to calm him down and said, let's focus on what we're doing here. And we pray for him, and we give him books and encourage him that you need to look to Jesus in all things, because Jesus can help him to overcome any situation or any circumstances he may face in this life. So we go out there, and you'll meet different people. You'll meet those who are addicted to different substance abuse and all that, but we have to know how we relate to them, because Christ met all these people while he was here on earth, and he was gentle, he was loving, he was kind, and these are the ways that we are to approach them. And one of the things that you read was their promises like a rope of sand. You know, many times we make promises, but as rope of sand, if you take the sand and put it in your hand and you try to let it out, you see it just fall into the ground. So when God promises are sure, and God promises is faithful, and it is very true. And also, I want to give a short update on what is taking place with the food crisis that is about to happen. This is a self-inflicted crisis where we see that many of the farmers have been told not to produce as they ought to, and many of them have been paid to do that. One of the interesting things came to me this week was from a place close to us, Canada.
Can you speak a little louder, please?
Something come close to home this week was an article that I read from EPOD Times pertaining to this organization of the Trudeau government, how they plan to infiltrate the farming system. I want to read this article to you guys. And it's from the Ottawa Sun. This is from the Ottawa Sun. And it says here, give me 1 second. I have it right here. It says, farm groups like the Western Canadian wheat growers have said the federal plan will reduce crop, reduce income for farm families, and increase food prices in Canada grocery store. While Minister Thompson, Ora Murray, ran successful farming and ranching operation before entering politics, Bureau was international development bureaucrat and operate a tourism-related small business. Similar plans to reduce fertilizer use have resulted in mass protests in Europe and in particular the Netherlands. So it says here, next article. It says the federal government in Canada that's looking to impose requirements to reduce nitrous oxide emission from fertilizer, saying it is a greenhouse gas contributing to climate change, while the Trudeau government says they want 30% reduction in emission, not fertilizer. Farm producer groups say that at this point, reducing nitrous oxide emission can't be done without reducing fertilizer use. So it says here, government in Saskatchewan, Alberta, disappointed in federal fertilizer reduction. So it says, we are concerned with this arbitrary goal, Saskatchewan Minister of Agriculture David Martin says. The Trudeau government has apparently moved on from their attack on the oil and gas industry and set their sights on Saskatchewan farmers. This has been a most expensive crop anyone has put in, following very difficult year under Farris, Alberta Minister of Agriculture, Nate Garner, says the world looking for Canada to increase production to be the solution. So this place in the western Canada, they are the one that does most of the agriculture in Canada. It says right here. It said the emission reduction was not even a topic on the agenda of the annual meeting of Federal Providence Territorial Minister of Agriculture, who just finished a 3 days of meeting in Turkestan. Providence pushed the federal government to discuss this important topic, but were disappointed to learn that the target is already set. So they tried to push the government to discuss this thing, but they already set their target already. So it says the commitment to future consultation are only to determine how to meet the target that Prime Minister Trudeau and Minister Ledeau has already unilaterally imposed on this industry, not to consult on what is achievable or attainable. Certain Canadian farmers already produce the most sustainable agri-food products in the world, and they are continually being asked to do more with less. We cannot feed the growing world population with a reduction of fertilizer. And the final article here says, Western Canadian farmers already produce the most. So the Western Canadian farmers, they produce a lot of wheat or crops. They are the most dependable production in Canada of food. And now they are upset with what the government trying to implement on this climate change agenda. And we know that Justin Trudeau was trained by the World Economic Forum. He was trained there as one of their leaders. And this climate change agenda, we know what this climate change agenda is about. It's on the sacredness. So the climate, they said that there were too much things going happening to the atmosphere, and they need to protect this earth. And we know who's behind all of this. Satan is behind all of these things. And we see the mass protests in the Netherlands. We see the German farmers join forces with the Dutch farmers. And we see something like this is about to happen in Canada right now. And it's going to cause massive protests, and it's going to cause a lot of shortage of essential food. So when you see it was happening in Sri Lanka, it was happening in Europe, and now it's closer to home. It's in North America soon, because these imposed thing that the government is putting on the people is going to cause a reaction. So thank you for allowing me to share these things.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that timely sharing of what is going on around the world. May we wake up, brothers and sisters, and may we get our house in order and our life in order so that we can get ready for this crisis at hand, but especially for the coming of the Son of Man. God is truly good, and he is worthy to be praised. Let everything we do be to the glory of God. So I believe I'll open Sister Stephanie line. I believe that is it, Sister Stephanie?
Yes. Yeah, we could close the prayer. You want, Brother O'Neill's a prayer. You want any one of us to pray,
amen,
and we close the prayer, and that's it.
Yes, Brother O'Neill, if you can pray to close. And again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us on this Health Reform Thursday. Hope to see you next Thursday and also tomorrow and Sunday. Amen. Go ahead, Brother O'Neill, if you can close in prayer, please.
Let us pray. Most kind of an eternal Father, we post to acknowledge your goodness. We post to acknowledge your love. Nothing that we see taking place on planet Earth right now is a surprise to us. Forgive us, Lord, in ways that we have sinned, and come short of your glory, O God. And Father, as Daniel prayed, Nehemiah prayed, we have sinned as a people, O God, because we have not followed the blueprint that you have set up for us as a people, not to depend on the world for anything but to do that which you have provided from ancient Israel to your people. If we follow these steps, Lord, we will not be surprised of what is going on now. But as we see these things happening, you have showed us, told us in your word beforehand, that we're going to see famine. We're going to see pestilence, oh Lord. We're going to see distress of nation with perplexity. Man's heart filling them for fear. All these things that you told us about, oh God. We see chaos. We see unrest, oh Lord. But Father, that is telling us that you are even at the door, oh Lord. Father, help us, oh Lord, not to listen to nothing that is of peace and safety, oh Lord. Help us, Lord, to know that there's no peace in this life, only in Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, that as we see your people are struggling all over the world, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you will provide for them, oh God. We pray for those who are sick and afflicted, oh God. We pray, Lord, for those who are burdened with a lot of care, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they will cast everything at Jesus' feet, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord, like to be like Mary Magdalene, oh Lord, to sit at Jesus' feet daily, to learn from him, oh Lord. God, in spite of all that is happening in this world, Lord, you're still our God, and you're still in charge of this world. You have created this world, oh God, in spite of the enemy seeks to claim this world as his own, Lord. But we know that he's a robber and he's a thief, oh Lord. And Father, we see all the chaos that is going on, Lord, is because of his doing, oh God. But men have to make a choice, Lord, to accept God or to reject him. Lord, we pray for your mercy, oh Lord. We pray for your grace, oh Lord. We pray for each and every family represented on this line today, Lord. We pray for all those who are listening abroad, Lord. We pray, Lord, that whatever has been said today, Lord, be a blessing to them, oh Lord. Help us, Lord, to prepare for your imminent coming, Lord. And Father, help us, oh Lord, to wash our robes in the blood of the Lamb, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that prayer, and thank you for joining us and sharing, and especially Sister Stephanie for the presentation. Pray that all was blessed, and thank you again, brothers and sisters. Please have a good night. Jesus loves you. He's soon to come. And the question is, are you ready? Amen. Let us be prayerful. Amen. Thank you.